Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Director, Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Now, September Suicide Awareness Month. We talked about it on your last one, but some more kind of tips and other things to look for.
Yes. As I've mentioned before, I am part of our statewide stress and resiliency transdisciplinary team. And so we talk a lot about the stress that we're experiencing, how to cope or manage stress, but we also talk about mental health. And then there are a number of us trained across the state in QPR, which is question, persuade, refer, suicide prevention. And September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, so I think it's really important to bring up information, to bring more of awareness about suicide and preventing suicide. And it isn't something that is easy to talk with. It's a very difficult subject for many people, but it's important that we recognize that it is impacting our community. It's impacting community members, family members, friends and colleagues. One group that I really want to focus on today is our teens, and that's youth 10 to 17 years of age. And statistics show that nearly 2 in 3, so about 66% of violent deaths among people 10 to 17 years old in Kansas were from suicides. And this is information from 2018 to 2022. From the Kansas Zero Suicide Framework and the Kansas Violent Death Reporting System. We know that 1 in 4 had family relationship problems, and over 3 in 10 had a school problem as well. About 1 in 2 had left a suicide note or had a history of suicidal thoughts. About 1 in 4 told someone their thoughts and or plans to die by suicide within the last month. And about 1 in 6 had a history of suicide attempt. So what that tells us, again, is that as family members, as adults in youth lives, we need to provide more awareness of identifying those clues. We know, and many people will say, well, they didn't, if someone dies by suicide or if someone has attempted suicide, many times people will say they didn't show any clues, but maybe we don't recognize those clues. And so that's one of the things that we do with our suicide prevention program is really go over some of the direct and indirect verbal clues, some behavioral clues, as well as situational clues. And so I want to share a few of those today. And then, as always, if anyone has questions, they can give me a call at my office. But I also want to encourage those. We don't have a public session scheduled for the month of September as far as our QPR suicide prevention program. But anyone can give me a call if you are part of a civic organization, you're part of a small group, give me a call, and I would be glad to come and share that with you. So what are some direct verbal cues? Someone who is considering suicide, it may be I've decided to kill myself. They may say, I wish I were dead. If such and such happens, if I lose my job or I lose a significant other, that they're going to kill themselves. An indirect verbal cue are things like, I'm tired of life. My family would be better off without me, or my friends would be better off without me. I can't go on anymore. I just want out. I'm so tired of it all. Some behavioral, and these are some things, again, important to recognize. Maybe they've lost interest in things they once had interest in, and so they're not participating in activities that they once participated in. Maybe their routine is really, you know, they're wanting to sleep more or they sleep less, and that's something to be concerned about. Maybe they're purchasing a gun. They stockpile pills. Again, with our youth, we look at, you know, what they're experiencing at school. This information that I share with QPR, and although we don't really go over it, but there's a section about trauma and bullying as well. And so consider what youth are experiencing in peer relationships and maybe at school. And then situational clues. And I've mentioned some of these, but maybe it's a sudden rejection by a loved one, again, a significant other. Maybe there's a recent move. And then you think about the combination of a recent move that also maybe includes the sudden rejection by a loved one, or that relationship is no longer there. There might be a death of a friend or a family member, especially by, if it's by suicide or by accident, that's a risk factor we know. Maybe there's a recent diagnosis of a terminal illness. So a number of different things. And we look at the whole situation in its entirety. And so, it's hard to pinpoint, you know, certain things, but we know that there are clues that you should be aware of. So anything just, again, looks differently about them, about their routines, their habits, their social situation. Those would all be things to be concerned about. I think another thing that is important to share, Blake, and we look at this across the state of Kansas, but residents in rural counties had an age-adjusted rate of 11.5 per 1,000 persons. So we know in our rural communities there's more social isolation, and that contributes to that hopelessness, that helplessness, aloneness that people feel who may contemplate suicide. And then another thing that I think is really important to think about is the mechanisms of suicide, and that may be a firearm. For males, that's the largest. About 63% used a firearm. So think about that. We can't go into detail today, but we talk about some safety planning. So if someone has suicidal ideology, what can we do to keep them safe? And it may be removing firearms from a home, or removing firearms so they don't have access to that. And so there's also safety planning involved as well. So I'm going to stop for today. There's a lot of information that, again, I could share. Again, if people want more information, they can certainly give me a call at the auto office at 785-229-3520.
Yeah, big one. Every life matters. And, you know, at the end of the day, got to help people feel, you know, like they belong.
Yes.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:44. Mariners Union Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agents, Caitlin Barthol.